Still hasn't listened?
I told him, here's exactly, 41 minutes to 48 minutes. It's about you. Yeah.
Well, he's not like, I feel like if I said to you, Joe, go listen to Big Fatty at minute 13 mark, he says your name.
The phone would hang up.
Oh my God, I have to go listen right now.
Yeah, I know.
I love people telling stories about me.
I know. Now Fatty's going to put this in the beginning of the show so that I go back and listen to his show now. Go to hell, Mike.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty. Online.
Go listen to Big Fatty.
Well, hello everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 1861 of the BFO for Thursday, the 12th of March 2015. Y'all, coming up on today, Say It with Joe Batanz. Y'all, I got some voice letters, and I still got a list. Big Fatty, you're prepared. Hello, chirpers. Big Fatty, that's what they were yesterday. Hi, everyone. I hope your Thursday is going well. Y'all, you are chirpers again today because I forgot to tell you why you were chirpers yesterday. Big Fatty, you just, yesterday was a kerfuffle. It was. But y'all, you're chirpers because y'all, spring has sprung. Spring has sprung, and y'all, I'm expecting to hear the little birds, under the air conditioner here in the fat cave to start chirping here pretty soon. Stevie B always picks out when the chirping begins. Big Fatty, he has an ear for the chirpers. I can't tell if they've been out there yet or not. Big Fatty, they're still fucking. They haven't had the babies yet. Big Fatty, I don't believe I said that.
It's true, you did. Anyway, y'all, the other thing on yesterday's show, y'all, I don't know what happened, but evidently the recording screwed up or something, or it sputtered out. Big Fatty, sputtered out. Y'all, I was telling a story about the Hat Arena. And y'all, you only got the very end of the story. Yo, what happened? The Hat Arena wasn't feeling so well over the weekend, so she went to the doctor and she went to her cardiologist. And he wanted to. She wasn't able to get a good blood pressure reading on her blood pressure. Big Fatty, her blood pressure machine, and so the cardiologist wanted to. He came in. He says, "Well, your heart's just beating a little irregularly. It's nothing to lose sleep on over anything. These things happen from time to time." And y'all, so he sent her to the El Hospitalo, which we all know is Mexican for.
Yes, Big Fatty, that's Mexican for the Turnip Heads Vacation Home. It's true. So y'all, Tuesday, she went down and. They didn't put her under sedation, but they put a little something on her tongue and she went to sleep. Big Fatty, is that all it takes? Y'all, they just kind of jolted her heart back into a regular rhythm or whatever. And y'all, she never felt a thing and she woke up and everything's just fine now. So now maybe yesterday's show makes a little more sense.
No, Big Fatty, it didn't make any more sense. But anyway, we'll take it. We'll take it as presented today. Thank you for calling.
Yeah, Gussie, y'all back over here at Spartan Big Fatty. Y'all, I'm trying to get through all these because I'm sure some of you are posting submissions for St. Patty's Day. Yes, Big Fatty, Cow Patty's Day. Y'all, last time we were over here, Big Fatty was down in Brazil. Big Fatty, I still don't know when you went. But y'all, that Peter G spotted Big Fatty. It says, neighbors got a glimpse of Fatty in his new fat cave backyard and are frantically calling the real estate state agents, and y'all Big Fatty is evidently dressed up like some sort of Catwoman or something like that. Big Fatty, what does that mean? I don't know. And y'all, somebody else submitted something. It doesn't have a name on it either. It's a Baby Fatty Gas Attack. Big Fatty, it's vulgar. And y'all, then that Peter G, once again, after modeling the underwear for the photo shoot, BF and his co-star got a little frisky. Big Fatty, it's you, and let's get down to business in some munsing wear. Stretch underpants, stretch seat, Big Fatty. Yes, Big Fatty, we hear it. As I do on hunt day, y'all went by the Vons East and during my lunch hour, and y'all, I didn't need a whole lot, but y'all, you know, it's cone beef time, and y'all, you gotta get the cone beef when the cone beef is to be gotten. Y'all, plus the Hatterina's got a celebration of exiting the birth canal coming up next Thursday, so I needed to get a can, so I got her a birthday can. Y'all, they had the bagged solids on sale, so I got a couple of bags of those. Y'all, I picked me up a head of cabbage. 39 cents a pound, y'all, for a head of cabbage. I had a coupon for some mozzarella cheese sticks, so I got those. They were on sale also. I got some sauerkraut. I got citrus salad. You know, I love that citrus salad. I had a coupon for that. The Ezekiel bread was on sale. I got that. The strawberries, you know, normally they're $2 for $5. They're $3 for $5 now. So we're in the peak of a strawberry season. Got a couple of bananas. And, I picked up a couple of cone beefs. You know, cone beef usually comes in the flats. So I got one of those. But, y'all, they had a, now I'm not going to remember what it was. It was an Eye of the Round cone beef. And, y'all, I've never seen Eye of the Round cone beef. So I got one of those, and, y'all, I put it in the cracker pot to cook while I was at work hump day afternoon. And I got home, and I cut my cabbage up, and it's all steaming in there and everything. Big Fatty! Y'all, the other thing I got was a bag of salted roasted peanuts, and I took it. It's a jumbo bag, y'all. I took it into the coal mine, and y'all, Veda came in and started eating them. Y'all, you'd swear that they were made of gold. Y'all, he was eating them like there was no tomorrow. Big Fatty, and y'all, then he got a rotten one, and was spitting it all out and everything. And then of course he had to have some more because you know you have to get that nasty rotten peanut taste out of your mouth. Big Fatty, but anyway, y'all, I spent $55. And 10 cents. Big Fatty, $30 of that was on cone beef. Not $30. How much did I spend on cone beef? I spent $20 on cone beef. Y'all, I didn't look old today, evidently, y'all, but I saved $18.71. Yes, Big Fatty.
Big Fatty, oh, he is fat as sin, and oh, you still talk to him, and I don't know why, but you're hamming it up with Big Fatty.
Fatty, how are you doing? I haven't heard from you in ages, in a month of Sundays. Anyway, I hear the Fat King has now become the Fat Villa. You have moved up in the world. It was so something, just saying. To hear about the untimely passing of that thing, that hag on the other coast who who left you all her possessions and you were able to upgrade to the fat villa with those diamond encrusted rims off her RV. I know that she was, her and Hydrogen are just laughing about that today. Anyway, I'm so glad that I probably now have two or three of those puppet show rooms. Bye. Mirror than all. Anyway, I wanted to know if you had survived the deep freeze of the winter over there in the Carolinas, putting that blue goo on your joints where you won't hurt, the emu wall or whatever it is. And you look about to thaw out over there, so you'll have a little hoop nanny at the fat filler. I'm glad to hear that you and all your people's doing wonderful, and we'll call back and have a little time and talk to everybody. I hope all your fans are doing well. The gas prices here are doing well. The $1.98, we hold it on for 2 pennies to go back to $2. Anyway, Big Fat, I hope you enjoy your pepper bacon and post some pictures of the fat pillow. Do you have surfer? And surely they're not East of European and wear chaps and but anyway, we'll get at you later. And you have a wonderful weekend over there. I'm sure you're having a hoot nanny wherever you are. So, this is Jeremiah, and I'll talk to you later.
Dear, oh, dear. Gussie, y'all, that, of course, is Jeremiah. Big, anyway, we hadn't heard from Jeremiah in a month of Sundays. It's true. But, Jeremiah's call came in last weekend while I was over at the Horror Hotel. And, you know, I just previewed the very first little bit of it to see who it was. And, y'all, it just put a smile on my face. A smile on my face? Yes, Big Betty. Jeremiah, first of all, thank you so much for the call. It is really lovely to hear your voice. Now, I have to say, I had to listen to the call a couple of times to pick up on a couple of things, and I'm not quite sure what the blue goo is that I was having to put on my joints. Beh, that is probably something vulgar. But anyway, I did not know that the old gal out there in Walnut Hills had left all of her possessions to me, and that was the reason I was moving into the new Fat Cave, which you have named the Fat Villa. Big Fatty, I kind of like the idea of living in a villa. But anyway, Jeremiah, thank you so much for the call, and please send some of those cheap gas prices back over here towards Charleston. Yeah, don't send gas. We've got plenty of gas, just cheap gas prices.
Hey, Big Fatty, it's Tim from Tastes Like Burning. I had a quick question. I was so fascinated by the release of the picture of your Star Trek wall, the Star Trek plates on your wall. And, well, I had a question for you about that. I guess this qualifies as an Ask Big Fatty question.
Big Fatty, tell me about the horror.
How much bacon is too much bacon?
How do you clean your leather, Big Fatty?
Why do you call yourself Big Fatty, Big Fatty?
What's the best way to make a pound cake?
Who is your hairdresser?
How do you keep someone from and shamelessly ripping you off the best fiber?
It's time for Ask Big Fatty.
Well, thank you, Big Fatty, and y'all are Axe Big Fatty question today comes to us from Tim from the Taste Like Burning show. Tim, what you got?
So, Big Fatty, my question for you was, do you have more plates than that? That's a lot of plates. Now, don't get me wrong, that's a lot of plates. But do you have more plates than that, yes or no? And if no, are there any plates that you regret not buying from that collection? Love the show, as always. Can't wait to hear more from you. Talk to you later. Have a great day.
Yeah, Gussie, y'all, that, of course, is Tim from the Taste Like Burning show. And first of all, Tim, thank you so much for the call. It's lovely to hear your voice. And this is an excellent question. Excellent question. Yes, Big Fatty, excellent question. Those were the only Star Trek collectible plates that I have. Do I regret not having the Leonard Nimoy collector plate? Yes, Big Fatty, because it's worth a lot more with him gone than it was with him around. It's true. But that's all the Star Trek plates that I have. Personally, I think it would be lovely if we had the Pride 48 plates.
Big Fatty, you'd have to eat bacon off of yours. Well, I would hope so. But I do have one last plate, and it commemorates the Wizard of Oz. So that's the only other commemorative plate I have, except for your breakfast plate that you left bacon juice on. Oh, no, I licked that bacon juice up. Big Fatty! Yeah, guys, y'all, I thought I'd just chit-chat about a couple of things here on my list. Y'all, I've got another Axe Big Fatty question, but I think we'll save that. It's from that Lamont Cranston Big Fatty. On Two Ice Age Tuesday night, y'all, I watched that Bates Motel. Now, you know, that's the one that I say is just creepy, and y'all, and I'm telling you, Monday night, the kickoff episode for season three did not disappoint y'all. It's as creepy as they come, and it just will make your skin crawl. So anyway, y'all, one of the other things that I thought I'd do is do one of these scratch-offs. Yes, we got it. Y'all, I'm going to start with a $2 one. It's the red chili tripla. Scratch the play area and match any of your numbers to either of the chili numbers. Win the prize shown. Reveal a red chili symbol and win triple the prize shown. So y'all, let's see what the chili numbers are. It's a number 4 and a number 2, I say chew. And y'all, then we got like 10 numbers to scratch here. Okay, our first one, we're looking for 4 and 2, is number 3, not a winner. We're number 15, no winner there. Number 18, not a winner. Number 7, no winner there. Y'all, number 1, no winner there, Big Fatty. Number 6, not a winner. Number 12, not a winner. Number 17, that's not a winner either. Number 8, no Big Fatty. And a number 20, poor Big Fatty, did not win on that one. Big Fatty, that's okay. That's just the $2 card. You're saving yourself for the $20 card. Well, y'all, since we still got time, let's go ahead and do the 10K. Match any of your numbers to either of the winning numbers and win the prize for that. Reveal a double number symbol. Number sign symbol and win double the prize shown. So the winning numbers are number 5 and number 16. And here we go. We got number 12, no winner there. We've got number 19, not a winner. We've got number 8, no winner there. We've got number 7, not a winner. We've got number 18, no winner there, Big Fatty. Number 10, not a winner. Number 5, Big Fatty, it's a winner. Oh, dear, I see it's a winner. Number 1, number 4, and number 14. All right, y'all, we've won. Now let's see what the prize is. Big Fatty, it's $2. Big Fatty, fuck $2. That's trademark cocktails and kerfuffles, I believe. Big Fatty, we wouldn't want to steal anything, because, you know, yes, Big Fatty, no, we wouldn't want to steal that. So that's $2. Big Fatty, where are we going to go spend it? Oh, we could go get another cone beef or something like that with it. Yes. Oh, dear Gussie, y'all, I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely Thursday. Y'all, at the beginning of today's show, you heard the kids from over there at the Joe Patance show. And y'all, I don't know if you know this or not, Joe Patance is thinking about doing a little show himself. And he's narrowed it down to two names. I don't know if you've known this or not, but he's narrowed it down to what some would call truths. Or everybody hates Joe. You know, kind of like everybody loves Raymond, everybody hates Joe, or what some would call truce. Big Fatty, you're just being silly now, and I wonder what Mike Lawson would call Joe Batance's little show.
Go listen to Big Fatty.
Oh, I think that's a lovely title. I think it's just lovely.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206- 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438. And give me your good gosh and gay.
Me!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.